Okay, good morning, everybody. So I want to say I hope everybody is doing well, staying healthy, staying vigilant, trying to be as calm as possible. I know it's been a very anxiety-provoking situation with the vaccines, and I just want to try to give everybody a little bit of chizuk this morning as we up to Mizmor Chaf of Tehillim. Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov. So let's just do a little bit on the background that we know that there's a fundamental difference between tefillah and tefillah be'es tzara. First of all, according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every single day, based on the pasuk ulo avdo b'chol levavchem ezo yavod shebelev aviyom rizot tefillah, or another pasuk that the Rambam cites ve'avatem be'es Hashem elokechem uveirachas lachmacha ve'esmimecha vasirosi machala mikirbecha. Some speculate that's how the Rambam arrived at the idea of daily mitzvah of davening, just like you have to have lechem and mayim every day for survival, so you have to have tefillah every day for survival. But the Rambam has a completely separate mitzvah of tefillah be'es tzara. And that's based on a pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar in Parshas Baloscha v'chisavo melchama v'yaratzachem ala tzara tzoroschem v'ariosem v'chatzotzros. The Rambam says it's not just trua v'chatzotzros, but za'aka be'es tzara, mitzvah nun tes. The Ramban, just as dramatically, if not more dramatically, in his Hasagos on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Hey, so the Ramban says he's completely unconvinced that there's a daily mitzvah of biblical prayer, of Tefillah Midaraisa. Yet he is open to the possibility, says, I'm not sure of it, but it's possible that there is a mitzvah Daraisa Davin Be'es Tzara. Because if a person really believes in God, b'chavana ritzuya shlema, truly believes ula avdo b'chol avchem, that means that when there is, you know, an eis tzara, when there's a time of distress, if a person wouldn't daven, that would mean that they didn't think that God could really help them, and it would implicate a person's entire belief system. And so the Ramban says he's open to the idea of a mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah be'eis tzara, predicated on this notion of ula avdo b'chol avchem / v'chisavo melchama v'yartzachem el hatzar hatzar eschem. So yan chashem b'yom tzara. So if it's a yom tzara, we're already talking about either a different mitzvah d'oraisa of davening according to the Rambam, or a potential mitzvah d'oraisa of davening according to Ramban. I'll just note that according to the Ramban, Reb Chaim of Brisk was of the view that even though the Ramban does not accept a chiyuv d'oraisa of tefillah on a daily basis, the Ramban was certainly open to the idea of a kiyum d'oraisa, that one is still fulfilling, if not one is not obliged, one is still fulfilling a Torah level mitzvah when one engages in daily prayer. That how could it be that the Torah doesn't recognize the significance of a human being reaching for the heavens? So Reb Chaim of Brisk asserted that for the Ramban as well. In any event, it's fascinating that this pasuk of Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara is linked particularly with Yaakov Avinu, right? Yisagev Hashem Eloke Yaakov, not Avram b'Yitzchak. And all of the Mefarshim are very sensitive to this point. And they note that, you know, Yaakov, of course, experienced various itot tzara. For example, the Mitzudas David says, Yechazik oscha Hashem Elokei Yaakov, Ritzolano kemosha chizek es Yaakov, mul Lavan ve'esav. That Yaakov had an extremely challenging life. This we know, Yaakov. Perhaps he should not have been so explicit. Chazal say he was punished for it, but when Paro says to him, Kama yimei shnei chayacha, his response is, Yimei shnei chayai, shloshim ha'ashana, ma'ad v'raim hayu yimei shnei chayai, v'lo hisigu es yimei shnei chayai v'usai, v'imei migurehem. Right, that he's had a very challenging life, and the Ramban explains that it was all over his face, right? You could, you know, look at him and think that he was twice as old as he was, right, 260, because of all of the tsaros that he had been through. That's the Mitzudas David's explanation. Rashi, on the other hand, picks up on the same idea and thinks that it's a reference to specifically Belechto Lecharan, right? That when he was going to Charan, we know that Yaakov, fascinatingly, takes a neder. Vaydar Yaakov neder lemor, mielo kimi madi, ushmarani badera chazah, asherno chiholech. The Bali Atosos, in the beginning of Masach Techulin, actually wonder about this. The Pasuk says in Parshas Kiseitse, the person who doesn't take nedarim is not going to sin, because we're all human beings, and we always come up a little bit short, and taking a neder is not a small thing. So if you'll stop taking a neder, you'll be in a better position. So how can Yaakov take a neder? They say, Eis tzara shayni, because this was a moment of tzara. It's when Yaakov Avinu davened tefilas arvis. Tefilas arvis, the Gemara says, is Eim la keva, which the Gemara interprets to mean it's a reshus. So you can't really, create it as something that's obligatory. Again, Minhag Yisrael is that we do treat it as obligatory, because you can't artificially generate a crisis. And that's why Tfilas Arvis is fundamentally different than Shachros and Mincha, which are Chiyuvim, but Tfilas Arvis retains its original status as a reshus. For example, that's why we don't have Chazaras HaShatz, we're not as careful about Smichas Gula L'Tfila, Tosus and Brachos and Daf Dalet. Right, we have Baruch Hashem the Olam and many other indications that even if we treat Ma'ariv as a Chovah today, the Rambam says, it's a Minag Yisrael, the fact that it's associated with Yaakov Avinu Be'ez Tzara means that you can't really establish it as a Chovah because you can't artificially generate a crisis. So be that as it may, David HaMelech is saying, Hashem should answer us in our times of distress, and certainly people feel a lot of distress right now, and very much understandably so. Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov, and Misgav is a fortress. The name of the God of Jacob should be a fortress for you. Yishlach Hazrucham Bikodesh, he should send forth his help from Kodesh, from the place of sanctity, obviously from Har Habayis, from Yerushalayim. Umitzion, from Zion, Yisadeka, he will be your assistant. Now, I think this is very apropos, because when the Torah wants to refer to Yerushalayim, it doesn't use that word. It always says Hamakom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shaken Shemo Sham Shem Elokei Yaakov, and that's really the theme of this mizmor. As the mizmor so famously concludes, we don't rely on our technology, on Iron Dome, and our F-35s as much as those can be helpful. But at the end of the day, if we're victorious, Elav Arecha Ve'Elav Asusim V'Anachnu B'Shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. Right, in the end of the day, the Egyptians had the best technology in the world, but they still said, "Anusa mipnei Yisrael ki Hashem nilcham lehem b'mitzrayim v'anachnu b'shem Hashem elokeinu nazkir." The shame Hashem, shame elokei Yaakov, yishlach hazrucham mikodesh makom asher yivchar Hashem l'shaken shemo sham. The shame Hashem should be what guards us, and that's indeed what we say in Sefer Bamidbar in Parshas Naso. The job of the Kohanim, v'samu es shemi al bnei Yisrael v'ani avarchem. Bracha is associated with the Shem Hashem, yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha yayar Hashem panav ilecha v'ichunecha yisa Hashem panav ilecha v'yasem lecha shalom. There's only one word that appears in all three brachos, and that's the Shem Hashem. The Shem Hashem is the source of all of our brachos. And now, just to bring things to the denouement here, David HaMelech knew that better than anybody else, because David HaMelech bursts onto the scene with the Shem Hashem. Of course, it's the story of Goliath. It's the 17th chapter. It's Sefer Shmuel Aleph. And, the Isha Benayim, the giant, is a Mecharif. He's cursing the name of Hashem. And everybody is, quaking and shaking, and they're just tolerating it, even as he's, bragging about being a Mecharif, desecrating the Shem Hashem. But Yomer HaPlishti, Ani Chirafti. Right, mecharef, to be a blasphemer. Smarchos Yisrael Yom Hazeh Tenuli Ish Shivni Lachem Ayachad. And David can't believe it, even though David is, not even qualified for military age, and he's just there delivering packages to his brother, to his brothers, and not for Amazon Prime. So Vayomer David Al Hashim Amdimi Molimar Ma'ya Sela Ish Asher Yakes Aplishti Alaz Veisir Chirpa Me'al Yisrael. It's a disgrace. Ki Amia Aplishti Aral Azel Ki Chirev Marchos Elokim Chayim. Are we going to tolerate this individual who is a mecharif, a marchos elokim chayim? He's desecrating the Jewish, he's denigrating and desecrating the Jewish army, which is blaspheming the name of Hashem, because we're tzivos Hashem. These are marchos elokim chayim. And David HaMelech, when he approaches Goliath so fearlessly, that's exactly what he says. And you can hear Mizmor Chaf, it's written all over it. Vayomer David al HaPlishti, this is the 45th pasuk of the 17th chapter of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. Vayomer David al HaPlishti, ata boi lai b'cheru v'chanisu v'chidon. You have all of your technology, you have your sword and your spear, right? And, all of your armor. V'anochi boi lech. Remember, David HaMelech was first wearing Shaul's armor, but then it was too hard for him to move. He's like, I can't use this. V'anochi boi lech. And if I win, it won't be because of the armor. V'anochi boi lecha b'shem Hashem tzvakot elokei merchod Yisrael asher chirafta. Elav arechav ve'elav asusim v'anachnu b'shem Hashem elokeinu nazkir. So David wasn't just talking the talk in Mizmor Chaf. He had walked that walk. B'shem Hashem tzvakot elokei merchod Yisrael asher chirafta. How dare you desecrate, blaspheme the name of Hashem? And so, Klal Yisrael, we always look to the Shem Hashem our affiliation with the Shem Hashem Kishimcha Nikra Bano, we know what's expected of us in terms of our action, and we know V'samu Hashemi al Bnei Yisrael v'ani avarachem, that the more that we live B'Shem Hashem, with our actions honoring the Shem Hashem, and with our words reflecting our values, the more bracha we can rightly expect. And so, on these difficult days, Yanacha Hashem b'yom sarah yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov, may we merit the protection that Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Sheva Avos, merited, as the Mitzvot David says, from Esav and from Lavan. May we continue to merit the assistance. Elav Arecha v'elav Asusim, v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu, Nazkir.